Feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good. Happy to be back out there today, full go, and everything's feeling all right. You can get somewhat of a sense for this team. You can definitely get the sense that everyone's here to work. I see a lot of enthusiasm, even during these are kind of the dog days of camp. You know, where everyone's getting tired, but I still think we're progressing each and every day. I still think as an offense, we're getting better each and every day, working out some kinks here and there. And I think going against a defense like we have no choice but to get better.
Where's the running game at?
It's a work in progress. I would say just like everything else at this point. It's definitely in our room, being the running back room, I definitely can say that it's a priority, probably the number one priority. We all are taking a lot of pride in ourselves and in the run game, and we're working very hard at it.
We were just talking to Eli about having a preseason game to determine the physicality of the team and whether the run game is going to take off or not. Do you think that's true?
You know, I would definitely say that physicality and the run game go hand in hand. The games where we're more physical, I think the run game will be better, and vice versa. Same with practice. The practices where the offense has been the more physical, the run game has been working. And so I think they go hand in hand.
Is your workload right now precautionary as far as taking care of your body?
I take care of my body as best I can, and other than that, the reps are up to the coaches and training staff. But when my number's called, I'm excited to go in there and do what I need to do.
I mean, you feel okay?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Yeah,
I would say so. I would definitely say since my time being here, it's now my third year, the team has gotten much closer in those 3 years. And I say we're as close as I've ever seen.
We've seen sometimes social media shows videos of them dancing in the locker
room. Yeah.
Is that an indication of kind of the lightheartedness?
It's an indication of who we are. You know, when it's football, it's football, it's business. But when we get some time to kind of hang out and just be guys in the locker room, you know, we kind of have fun with it.
You now have a rookie and a second-year man working with you in Wendell and Paul Perkins, respectively. What's it like to have those guys look at you as a veteran leader?
It's kind of weird, to be honest. Because for the longest time, I looked at myself as being the young guy looking up. And so now I know I got to speak up a little more, and I just got to help them in the ways that I was helped when I was a young guy coming into the league. Maybe not more or less more important. I definitely want to get back in the rhythm of things, the speed of the game, kind of just get my feet wet with that. But, you know, I've been doing this for a while now, and you know, the biggest part of preseason is just getting ready to go for the season. Yeah, coaching. Ever since I can remember high school, college, I've always been held to the role of making one guy miss. Got to make the first guy miss, and I think most backs in this league go by that rule. And breaking tackles is what leads to big plays, being able to be elusive and get open and do what you're asked to do, and that's just part of my role.
I assume that, you know, Perk's been named the starter or has been given most of the ones. I mean, you're sitting there saying,
oh, absolutely. I think that's what makes our group, our running back group, so great is the competitiveness, how we push each other. You know, I see the guys go make big plays. Last couple of practices I haven't been playing. All I want to do now is get out there and make some plays. It goes vice versa. And at the end of the day, we'll all be better running backs for it. Right. No, I can only speak for myself. I've never once wanted to be on an injury report of any way, shape, or form. I hate injuries or being hurt, but that's football. You play football hurt most of the season, but you can't really play injured. So you got to be smart with it. You got to be able to, you know, to control yourself in practice. But I've never been one to enjoy the sidelines. Absolutely. Absolutely. I strongly feel that way, because then just so much speculation comes out, and you know, without that, it's already hard enough getting back. And then plus the speculation and all this other stuff coming at you makes it even more difficult. I think if, you know, my injuries I can keep to myself, I can work and get back with the team.
The team with Super Bowl aspirations, is it more important to talk about it right from the get-go, get it out there, or to kind of, like, it's understood, we know what we
can do? I think both ways work. You know, kind of just depends on the group of guys. Right now, I definitely say that it's a goal of ours. But, I mean, it's a goal of 31 other teams right now. And so we know our expectations. We keep our expectations high. We keep raising the bar for ourselves as a team, and we keep chasing it.